Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone. He says it lasts just as the time bell rings.
Dire Straits bringing us back. It's Mark Knopfler on lead vocals and lead guitar. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and that's my website too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. You can read or listen or watch anything that we have. We can check it all out there. You got 5 seconds, 15 minutes, anywhere in between on any topic under the Small Business Sun. We got something that will help you. You got, whether you're excited or frightened, we got something that we've talked about or written about between me and my Brain Trust members. So check it all out there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Tom Anastasi. He's the author of The Successful Entrepreneur. He teaches this stuff, folks. He's lived it himself. He teaches it at the college level. Tom, thanks again for hanging out with us. TomAnastasi.com, right?
Yes.
Yep, Tom Anastasi. And by the way, Tom's got a little bit of a raspy voice this morning, but he's a trooper, just like all of you small business owners. He shows up when he's supposed to, you know, good, bad, or ugly. And so we appreciate that very much, Tom, for you hanging in there with us and helping us continue our series on negotiating. And the tip you got for us for this segment is what you call deflection. What do you mean by that?
All right, so lots of times, very good negotiators will deflect. They don't actually need to discuss something because sometimes it's not the best course. So, for instance, one thing is called the political lapse. So, the political laugh.
Laugh, okay.
So, you ever notice politicians, if they are asked a question they don't want to answer, they just kind of laugh it off.
Oh, yeah.
And that way they give the impression that they're agreeing with what the questioner said, but
right.
There's nothing on record. And that can actually get you through a lot of kind of tense moments. Interesting is one of the most important words in negotiation because it sounds so positive and yet means nothing. So if somebody says something to you that's completely ridiculous, rather than going down that path, you say, huh, that's really interesting. And you have acknowledged them, you have appreciated them, but you actually haven't agreed with anything that they've said. And so use interesting a lot. That can work very, very well. Sometimes you repeat what they say. So, for instance, what they do is if they're going on and on about something and you know there's something they're very emotional about, you don't want to agree with the substance of what they've said. So what you do is you repeat back what they've said so they know you've understood them.
Right.
So, for instance, there was a company I dealt with that did wastewater treatment. And there's a lot of, the issues about how much do you put fluoride in the water, do you put chlorine in the water. And so they put chlorine in the water. That was what they did. And people were worried that that was going to affect them because, chlorine in such a high dosage is actually lethal. But in the dosage they use, it's actually better to have it than not because of all the things that it does. And so they add, doctors come in and scientists come in and explaining, all the science behind it. But somebody who didn't know anything about science, sat there and, heard something on the street or something that chlorinated water will kill you. And that's one person in a hall of about 300. And I was, by the way, they called me in to give them some negotiation tactics for this. So I said, just repeat back to her what she said. So what you're saying is that if there's a lot of chlorine in the water, it can be harmful. Is that correct? She said, yes. Okay. And that way she knew that they understood what she said because they were never going to listen to the science anyway.
Well, there's a couple of other things in the middle of that. Number one, if you say that back to them, or if you ask them to repeat themselves, it gives you a few extra seconds to maybe think about what you were going to say and make sure you're going to say it the right way. The other thing is sometimes if someone asks you a dumb question, if you repeat it back to them, when they hear it coming out of your mouth, it sounds dumb.
Yeah, that can happen too. That can happen too, which I like. A great one is, let me think about it. So let's say your employees say, hey, I think we should have every Friday off because it would be great for motivation. You can sit there, huh, let me think about that. Let me think about that can get you, especially if you can convey sincerity, will get you out of a lot of tight spots.
Well, if somebody said that to me, I would say, okay, and that includes payroll Friday.
Exactly. I like it. I like it. And,
another deflecting tool you can use, Tom, is if things are getting really kind of tense, just say, can we take a break?
Yeah.
Even if you haven't answered the question, you could say, can I answer that question when we come back from a break? I need a quick break. And then don't wait for them to give you permission. Stand up and leave.
Yeah. Yeah, and that gives the separation of the theme. I like that one a lot. I like that one a lot.
Yeah. Hey, Tom, I gotta wrap it up. Can you give us your website again, please?
Yes, it's TomAnastasi.com.
Thanks for being here today, Tom. Thanks for being such a trooper. I know your voice will get better real soon. Come back soon, and we'll see you next time.
All right, thank you, Jim.
Tom Anastasi, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we get smarter when Tom joined us. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.